B-Pod Studios.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When do you work?
Monday to Friday.
5 days a week.
9 to 5.
Okay, second question.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Wednesday morning.
It doesn't feel like a Wednesday.
You know what you have to do.
I'm going to call Wednesday hump day.
Come on, you could do it.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Come on, it's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning, LBF. Morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Wednesday already.
Yeah. Already?
Crazy.
Only.
What?
I just felt like it should have been Thursday.
You just said.
June's
off air. Where the heck did June go?
Yeah.
But you didn't use the word heck.
I know. Where did it
Same
go?
Same CK at the end, though.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm a lady.
You're classy.
You are a classy broad.
You are.
No, where did it go? But it's weird because I want it to be Thursday, but I want June to slow down. I make no sense. Never have, never will.
Wait a minute. You're saying summer. I just said summer is going to be a blur this year, right?
Yes.
And you're saying, but the weeks are slow. I'm confused.
It is confusing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make, nothing makes sense.
It's nothing all, makes
time
sense.
Is weird.
Continue.
Ask Einstein.
Yeah. I think that's his theory.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. Time is weird.
Time is like
by
wicked weird.
Yeah, by Albert Einstein. If he was from Boston. I guess he was ended up in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where'd he go? Princeton? Anyway.
Wow.
Come back.
Are we getting rain today?
Looks yeah, like thunderstorms today's this the day. Afternoon.
Man, we better get it.
I know that because my crew at my house cleaned up. They're like, we're leaving.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
They're done?
Well, they're almost done.
Congrats. You had the whole house sided?
Yeah, it's not done.
Okay.
So.
For the cost of college tuition?
Oh, you have no idea.
Was it?
Like but it was worth every penny because it's seriously.
You'll probably get more out of it than the college tuition.
I probably will.
Yep, we'll
definitely
get it
freshman
way.
Year. That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Ezekiel.
Who's that?
He's the guy who did all the window trim and all that stuff. He's my favorite.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah. He's just so nice. I bought him ice cream and he's just nice. He's talented.
Miss you. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to miss me.
Oh, you might. That ice cream. Might miss that.
He can come by any time.
So, rain today, finally, on this heat wave. It's become a drought. Our town is already saying, on the water.
Yeah. And people don't pay attention to that, especially in fancy towns like yours.
Oh, we don't have to?
No, you don't. You're supposed to, but they don't.
Rules don't apply.
Yeah, rules don't apply.
I know. Well, a lot of people are just home and actually taking care of their yards more than ever and filling pools.
That's what it is.
That's what everybody's doing.
And there's
the
no
pool.
Rain.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we had our first winner yesterday with a $1 million playlist.
Isn't that exciting?
I think, was it 1 o'clock?
Yes.
1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Julie Devereaux had the first winner. So they got $1,000. They cracked the code, the 5-song scramble.
That's really talented.
It was really good. It was smart because the last song, was it 8-6-7-5-3-0-9?
Jenny.
Mm-hmm. It was her birthday,
yes.
Right? Eight. I don't know how it works out.
Something in there, yeah.
Yeah, something somehow, in there.
It was her birthday. So she cracked it, $1,000. And she's going to be in the running for $1 million.
Isn't that
a chance at $1 million?
Really?
That's good.
What a summer.
Yes.
Fast but fun.
Your first chance to go at number 2 will be at the 8 o'clock hour. And I do believe yesterday somebody got the first 3.
Yeah.
No.
J-Bo.
First 3.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if you're listening, you know the first 3. If you weren't, then you're on your own. But anyway, your first chance.
Well,
right? I mean, that's the way this works. It's radio. Nice. Okay, bye.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian Neff.
The most music for your workday. Next. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More 80s.
More variety at work.
And a golden retriever in Tennessee is the oldest known member of the breed in history. In April, Augie celebrated her 20th birthday. Her owners say she still enjoys playing with the other family dogs and taking walks.
It's a good name for a dog.
I don't believe that she likes playing with the other family dogs.
Augie, what?
Leave me alone.
Talk smack about Augie.
Augie knows. She's like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? Puppies, hey, get out of my way.
Give me that bone. Fetch me a bone. Right.
In sports, the Red Sox are set to start playing next month. The MLB Players Association tweeted it's agreed to health and safety protocols and players will report to camps by July 1st. A 60-game regular season is to begin July 23rd or 24th. You excited?
I'm excited.
I'm excited. I'd like to hear the crack of a bat, but I don't know what cost. You know what I mean?
Well, but they have the most social separation baseball players do, right? By definition.
Yeah, that is true.
They're all over the field, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Until they get in the dugout.
Yeah, it's tight quarters in there.
Oh, they're all spitting their...
No spitting. No.
They can't do the sunflower seeds. No sunflower seeds.
Well,
that's going to be a hit to the industry.
Interesting.
I don't know if I want to show up if I can't spit seeds here at work. We have a nice little pit here.
That's right.
Great.
Imagine if we had spittoons.
We're all just chewing sunflower seeds.
Yeah, really, just chewing something and spitting.
That's a talent, though.
Yeah.
It really is.
You'd need a little hole in the mask so you could spit them out.
I feel like a lot of...
Well, think about what they got to do.
Cartoon characters.
You do it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you separate the seed from the shell. Then you spit out the shell.
I can tie a cherry stem in a knot.
Wow. She can get in the dugout.
Right?
Look at her over
there.
It's
on my Tinder profile.
Oh, my God.
Else you want?
Wow. Radio.
Wow.
I know. Hey, it's the same thing. It's dexterity and whatnot. I don't know. I've never had a sunflower seed.
Okay, fine. So anyway, moving on.
It's a parlor trick. You guys are animals.
No, I can't do it. My tongue is not that talented.
Well, what's going on in your parlor?
Wow.
Fun.
This is the early safe harbor time. We're supposed to be, you know,
kid-friendly. Kid-friendly.
So don't talk about that. Yep. Oh, so it's not safe harbor? Great. Okay.
No, we're in choppy waters.
Doesn't sound it. Hey, we had a $1,000 winner yesterday with our $1 million scramble. 1 o'clock, Julie D had somebody who put it all together.
That's talent. Now that's talent.
Right? So that means there's a new song scramble. We'll be playing at 8 o'clock. Here's a fun little fact. Yesterday's player at 5 o'clock guessed the first three.
Whoa.
All you need is two more. That's if you were listening at 5, though. See?
I hope you were.
Yeah, not somewhere.
We're going to find out.
Spitting seeds out.
Right.
Know, that's not going to help you.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. Brought to you by Macy's Backstage. Welcomes you back. They're open.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go?
Well, I want to go now.
I know.
I need my sunglasses. They're broke. And I got them at Macy's.
You should go back.
I think I will.
You, Bob.
Yeah. They have summer styles like shorts and tees, $19.99 and under, and beauty, $9.99 and under. Off price, on trend, arriving daily. Visit Macy'sBackstage.com. LBF, what's cool?
Do you want to live in a mansion and you can buy it for $1.25? $1.25.
It's hard to cool.
A lot of money to cool.
Good.
Right?
Not bad.
All right.
Okay.
I got that down payment.
You do?
Yeah.
You got a buck?
Buck 25.
I'm all ears. All right. That's coming up next.
All right. I got another place opening up that you might even be able to catch a home run ball very soon.
That's pretty cool. And, hey, look, we're starting to open things up. Maybe you haven't had a date for a while. Could be with, you know, someone you've already are with. Or maybe there's a new person in your life. I'm going to give you the top five social distance dates that you can still have fun on.
Okay.
And they're pretty good. Pretty good.
All right.
Okay, LBF.
Well, you can go on a date in this mansion.
All right, let's hear about it.
Scotland. But okay, Scotland's beautiful, and they have a lot of sheep.
I watch Outlander.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Outlander.
How much? Yeah, I know you do. Imagine what you could do in this mansion for $1.25.
Is it Bonnie? Is it a Bonnie mansion?
It's a Bonnie mansion.
I love it.
It's called the Elms, and it's in Arbroath. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing
that
correctly.
Sure, that's it.
I'm half Scottish, and I feel bad. Sorry, Grandma. So it hasn't been lived in 17 years, which probably means it needs to be vacuumed. Also,
what was it built, like the 1500s?
It was a really long time ago. I think it's like the 1800s.
Okay.
Well, actually, more than that.
Right.
Anyway, it's a fantastic investment opportunity, and it was a hotel until World War II, and then it was an orphanage, and then it's now in poor condition.
For $1.25.
$1.25.
I mean, if you had the skills, if you were like the property brothers, wouldn't you go do that?
Someone's got it.
It's in Scotland.
Yeah.
So,
where is it in Scotland again?
Is there a Lowe's nearby?
I don't know if there's a Lowe's nearby. Arbroath.
I'm right.
I'm right.
Bring your daughter 25.
All right.
Okay.
Some haggis.
You can register to bid at auctions.nationalpropertyauctions.co.
Thank you. Can't visit it because of the corona. All right.
That's true.
All right. Well, hey, you know, LBF mentioned in the news, baseball is starting up next week. They're starting spring training July 1st, and they're going to be doing it right at Fenway, I believe, and maybe a local university. But right across the street, the House of Blues has figured out, because they're not going to have concerts, but they're opening up the deck on Lansdowne this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They're using the space on top of the Lansdowne garage.
Yeah.
They're setting up this new outdoor bar with you can get your tables of six. The transactions are going to be cashless, so you pay on your iPhone and stuff.
Cool.
And they're going to have pizza, Mediterranean fruit and cheese platters, and the sausage guy is there. He's going to dish out some sausages and
all
grill stuff. So you'll be able to get some drink. They got a great drink list. So the deck on Lansdowne is going to be open Thursday through Sunday. And it's right across from Fenway, so once baseball starts up, you might be able to catch a nice home run ball right into your pizza.
See you there.
Yeah.
In the face.
Okay.
Yeah.
60% of single people plan to ease back into the dating scene once things open up. Here are the top five dating ideas they want to go with. See if any of these float the boat. Number five, going on a hike.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at active couples and I'm like, what's that like?
Well, but these are things that you can kind of do in social distance from the masses.
I would be breathing heavy. There would be coronavirus everywhere.
Might be fun.
Go
Number
ahead.
Four, drive-in movies. You've never been.
Oh, no.
Drive-in
movies.
Popping
up everywhere.
That's nice.
Alun already sold out.
Right. Okay. All right.
Number three, beach excursions.
That reveals way too much.
Doesn't have to be a first date, just a date.
Okay.
Picnic in the park. I'm going to guess which one you'd like all these. Picnic in the park, or number one is miniature golf.
You know.
Yeah.
If you have a roadie and you go miniature golfing, it's fun.
Roadie, yeah.
Drink in hand.
What's wrong?
That's fun. I had you for a picnic in the park.
I'm not a picnic. I like miniature. Yeah. I like mini golf.
Mini golf, okay.
I am pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's always a fun day.
I don't like the fact that there are a bazillion other people there, including children, but I like mini golf.
Boy, you are
fun. You're just down there. You're slurping your beer. Who cares?
Anyway. Adult swim.
Adult swim. Everybody out. It's adult swim time.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning, thunderstorms today.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm bringing it today.
You are.
I'm bringing it. Woo. I got some energy. I have my squeeze.com drink I'm just sipping on.
Yep.
Very nice. It's a nice fruity mix with some jicama.
Jicama. Look at
Where
that.
Where are you going to get jicama?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you're squeeze. Bringing the jicama.
Bringing the jicama. Squeeze.com. I got some energy.
I know.
And
I had some
This isn't even
yesterday.
A commercial for it.
I know.
Just, right?
We're doing good.
We look good. We look sunny and 50-something.
All
hey,
right. Hey, speak for yourself.
Me, not you.
Jeez.
You're sunny and I don't know, 30,
yeah.
32.
Yeah, that's Ooh, right. No, you say
that's
it.
That's what you look like. Anyway. Paid announcement for squeeze.com.
I know, right, exactly.
Guess what's coming back? One of the best shows from the 80s.
Oh, really?
Is coming
Funky Brewster?
Back. Brian, can you put it up, the new... Here's no, it's not Funky Brewster. No, it's this, Unsolved Mysteries.
My hope is that there is somebody that's out there that knows the truth.
All these years, we never spoke of it.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so that's
I loved
Unsolved
it.
Mysteries.
I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the thing is, they were like little mini documentaries with like 1,000 commercials in between.
Oh, sure.
And Robert Stack...
Listen,
the host.
If you don't bring Robert Stack back, he must...
From Airplane.
From the dead.
I know. You probably could. They had
God,
the capability.
He was so good.
Yes, the gravitas.
When Robert's, you knew, sit down.
Yep, get the popcorn. Get comfy.
We're going to solve some mysteries.
We are solving some mysteries.
Okay, Scoob.
The mystery machine.
Sorry, Scoob. It's Robert Stack.
When he talks, you listen.
Right?
Tonight, a special edition of Unsolved Mysteries. Yeah. As a young single mother, Loreen Roberts was so destitute she felt compelled to put her three children up for adoption.
Yeah.
Now she is one of the heirs to a $1 million estate and doesn't even know it.
Wow.
Join me for this intriguing edition of Unsolved Mysteries.
Perhaps
you
can
help solve a mystery.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Loved it.
Yes.
Yeah, he sparked like a lot of true crime stuff and people's
Robert,
interest.
Yeah, because now, but they used to have five little segments inside.
Yes.
Now it's all 48 hours and it feels like 48 hours.
Right. I need snippets
wrap
of
it up.
Drama and crime.
Good stuff. So it's coming back, but without Stack, I mean, we'll see.
Right.
I'm skeptical.
Yep.
Another great broadcaster named Robert.
Who's the other one?
I don't know. Can I throw something out of All right, what's coming up? Wow. Dirty Laundry.
Okay, I have to talk about Jim Edmonds. Now, you know him as an Anaheim Angel or whatever.
He was, and a St. Louis Cardinal.
And a St. Louis Cardinal.
Yeah.
And
he was a great player.
He was also married to a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills or OC.
Okay.
And he has found love, and I just need to tell everybody how. I need to tell everybody how you find
Let's
love.
Just say he's still a great player,
oh,
if you know
God.
What I mean.
Okay. Outrageous.
All right. We're not doing this today.
What?
What? Who's the other one?
What? Oh, we're doing it.
All right, fine. We're doing it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, they do. 6:42. Let's get into the laundry with LBF.
It's particularly filthy this morning, so I just
That's
want to warn
warning.
You all.
That's a warning. That's good.
But,
okay.
Nice. Yeah, I'm diving in, though. All right.
Okay.
A couple of things, but first, I just want to talk about Jim Edmonds, former baseball player, professional baseball player, married three times. His last wife was Megan King Edmonds, who was on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
This must be good, because you're leading off with a baseball story.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
must be amazing.
It's a lead off.
Anyway, he and Megan King were, he was so mean to her on the show that everybody would write in, talk to, Andy Cohen.
He's a jerk.
He was a jerk. He was don't disrespect. Not like he would say, don't contradict me in front of other people. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Weird, just, don't talk, don't. It was awful to watch. And everyone was like, what's wrong with you? Well,
she's younger, a lot younger.
Oh, yeah, he likes them young.
Yeah, okay.
So he had, this is his third wife. He had three children with her. While she was giving birth to the twin boys, Megan King, he was sexting another woman, which got him in trouble.
While she was,
let me just step out for a second. I'm going to go sex some lady.
God. What?
But then he apologized, and he's like, I've done some bad things. Okay, fine. Well, fast forward, they're getting a divorce, not surprisingly, and now he's found the love of his life. He wrote on his Instagram, through the darkness, it appears he's returned to life. Quote, along came this beautiful woman by chance who lit up my world and brought me back to life. Who is this woman?
Yeah.
Her name is Courtney, i.e. Courtney O'Connor,
who Courtney
he met.
Wow.
Didn't meet her at church or the grocery store.
How'd they meet, LBF?
They met during a threesome with his third wife, Megan King Edmonds.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah. So Megan got him some threesome for a birthday present.
Oh, really?
Which, frankly, a watch will suffice.
How do you wrap that?
Yeah. Wow. How do you wrap that? And I unwrap it.
I know you unwrap it.
So,
are you serious?
Anyway,
so there she goes.
So now they're in love.
Wow. What's the
party of three, party of two.
What
it's going to be party of one again.
What's the, the takeaway from this, LBF?
Baseball players are gross?
Or, you take away the third.
Three is a crowd. Three
yes.
is a crowd.
Wow. What did she think was going to happen?
I don't think she thought that he was going to get into a long-term relationship with the person.
You thought it was a little birthday present?
I didn't think it was. I mean, I would have been like, Megan, honey, come on, sit down next to me. Yeah, this isn't
no,
what you
no,
do.
No, you know.
You know what? Nice dinner, steak, whatever, fine. No, don't invite, no. Anyway, just let that be a lesson to you.
That's what I'm saying. For anybody thinking about birthday presents.
Yeah. Dave's birthday's in August, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dave.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
That's right. You don't have
You
don't have a nanny. Don't worry about it.
I don't for that very reason, yep. Bob, for that very wow. reason. All right. Speaking of disgusting people,
yes.
Ron Jeremy, geez Louise, has been charged with the sexual assault of four women in separate incidents dating back to 2014. A few of the attacks allegedly occurred at the same bar in West Hollywood. So that's...
He looks rough. I mean, not that he ever looked great, I'm sure.
No, but... Something's going on there. Apparently, it's been a while. Like, they've been investigating this for a long time, so they finally got him. Mm-hmm. And two other things. Sadly, Steve Bing, who died by suicide, he was Elizabeth Hurley's baby daddy, and he was a very rich guy, 55 years old. Apparently, he blew through the $600 million he was left by his grandfather when he was 18 years old.
Mm-mm.
And he had a lot of depression issues, and he
18-year-old.
Was particularly lonely, I guess. So that was really sad. And finally, Sammy Hagar. He's 72 years old.
Is he?
And he's willing to die.
What? For what?
Yes, he's willing to die because he wants to perform during the pandemic. He was asked if he'd be comfortable playing a show before there's a vaccine. He said, it's declining and going away. I'd rather personally get sick and even die if that's what it takes. And he'd rather see everyone go back to work. And if someone has to sacrifice on that, okay, we gotta die, man. So now Sammy Hagar is my least favorite person from Van Halen. I'm back to David Lee Roth.
You should have always been David Lee.
I know. But, it's been a thing. Fine. I always liked that, like, you know, what was it, OU812? I was hungry. That was the album, right?
Yeah. That was good. I'm glad you remember that.
Well, I liked.
From
past
someone
tense.
Who can definitely drive 55.
Oh, yes.
That's you. Mm-hmm. Okay, you done?
I'm finished.
That was good. That report.
It involved a lot.
It sure did.
Porn stars, threesomes, and Sammy Hagar.
You hit a triple. You definitely hit a triple there. Good job. Okay.
So did Jim Edmonds.
Would you like?
Oh, boy.
All right. So today we're going to play our match game.
Oh, yeah.
New version of it, though.
Right.
New version because we want to make sure there's no copyright infringement, so we can't really call it the match game.
Yeah.
So we've thought of something else that's close to kind of... Yeah. You know, that I think sells it better.
Who's going to sell it? Is Johnny going to sell it?
Go ahead, Johnny. What are we going to play today?
It's time for Match Wits with Nitwits.
I like it. Match Wits with Nitwits.
Who's the host of the Nitwits?
I get you.
Here's your host, Bob Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Here's your Nitwit, LBF.
Hey!
Oh, wait. No,
that's how it works.
No, that's not it at all.
That's how it works. That's good.
Oh, wow.
We're still working on it.
Okay, all right.
All right, so we're going to play Match Wits with Nitwits next. Thank you, Johnny. Bell, I love that. Good job.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, you know what time it is.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Johnny Bell.
All dreams.
That's Brian's brother, Johnny.
Yeah.
All right, so... The game is called Match Wits with Nitwits. Good
Who's
news.
Who's the nitwit in this scenario?
I think all of us could be nitwits.
Really?
Are you just being okay? You'd have to be to play this.
Yeah, you would.
At 7:14.
You'd have to be to go in this line of work.
Yeah, you'd have to be a nitwit. Okay. All right, there was a story out this week that says men holding a cat is a major, major turnoff.
Yep.
Okay?
When it comes to women.
So here is something even worse. All right, so go ahead. Let's match wits.
Okay, so you want me to read you the match?
Yep.
Desperate Debbie was looking forward to her date until she saw his profile pic and he was holding his blank.
Oh,
okay.
All right, LBF, write down your answer.
Oh, I wrote it down, Bob.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
It's not a cat.
No.
It is not a cat.
Not a cat.
But what is it that
what
Desperate
it be?
Debbie was turned off by his blank?
She was desperate.
And she was desperate. So. And even Debbie
even
was
Debbie.
Turned off by it. All right, let's play match game. 888-410-1057. Brian, what do we have for someone who eventually gets what LBF has written down and put in an envelope?
Well, Bob, a ticket to People in Cars Getting Comedy on Saturday, June 27th at Apex Entertainment Center in Marlboro. Ooh. Tickets are available at laughboston.com.
That's good, Johnny Bell. Okay, 888-410-1057. Matchwits with the Nitwits. Here it is one more time.
Desperate Debbie was looking forward to her date until she saw his profile pic. He was holding his blank.
All right, fill in the blank. Be careful out there. Be careful. 888.
Don't be careful.
410-1057. Let's match wits. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And it's Wednesday, so this summer we've been having a little bit of fun playing
Match Wits with Nitwits.
That's it. All right.
So I'm the Nitwit.
We're all Nitwits.
Okay.
Anybody participating?
You too. All right, let's hear today's phrase, LBF.
Desperate Debbie was looking forward to her date until she saw in his profile pic he was holding his
blank. All right, let's fill the blank.
So fill the blank.
All right, here we go.
He was holding his snake.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I see what you did there.
Pretty good. Is that a match?
That's not it, but that's good.
But you wish it was.
Right?
Thank you. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Paul, Golden Stone.
All right, Paul. Even Desperate Debbie was turned off because he was holding his blank.
Is Wee Little Winky.
Did you write that down?
Wee Little Winky?
Wow.
No, I did not. No, I did not write that down.
Scottish.
Yeah, it's almost.
That's not it.
No.
ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Brent.
All right, you want to match wits with the Nitwits?
I do.
Okay, because he was holding his blank.
Flip-flop.
The LBF doesn't like it.
I don't like, yeah, nice. No, but no. That is, I don't know about Debbie, but I know how I feel about them.
All right, thank you. ROR, who's this?
This is Laurie.
All right, Laurie, finish the phrase. Hang on.
Desperate Debbie was looking forward to her date until she saw in his profile pic he was holding his
mama's hand.
Oh! That's a good one, but it's not it.
That's creepy.
That is right.
Did you write that down?
Wow. No, I didn't, but I should have, because boy, oh boy.
Nice try.
Desperate is desperate.
That's true. Not a match. Thank you, though. All right, Timo, what do you say it is, Timo?
I would say he was holding his mommy's apron string.
Oh,
boys with mommy issues.
Nope, not it.
Nope, that's
all
not
right.
What I said.
Chuck, what's your answer? He was holding his... Chuck?
Teddy bear.
Oh, his teddy bear.
That's weird, but I didn't pick that one. I'll give that to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Chuck. All right. Andy, he was holding his...
His mate.
Oh, well, I was like, wow.
Is it his mate? No.
It's okay, not his mate.
All right, let's say Mike. Mike, he was holding his
wife.
He's holding his wife.
That's fine.
That's not
that's
it.
That's great.
All right. LBF, we're...
That's definitely a turnoff.
Nice try. Oh, there's his wife. All right.
Unless you're Jim Edmonds. Anyway.
All right, so let's give a hint, LBF.
Okay. Well, Desperate Debbie was looking forward to her date until she saw in his profile pic he was holding his... My answer? It's furry.
His
oh, my
furry?
God.
No, it's not. That's the hint. It's
the
furry.
Hint. Oh, yeah, it's furry.
Yes.
He was holding something furry.
It's furry.
Okay. And it's not a cat. Yeah.
And it's not a cat.
Or a dog. All righty.
Or a dog.
Okay. Okay. Or a teddy bear.
Or a teddy bear.
Or his wife.
All right.
Just said. All right. 888-410-1057. What's in the laundry, LBF?
Oh, my God. Well, let me sift through this break. We're going to talk about what you should not get your husband for his birthday because it will kill your marriage.
It will.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
Let's play!
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. All right. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Johnny Bell. So the idea is you have to match the Nitwits and what the answer to this phrase that LBF has written down.
Yeah, I can't find. Debbie.
Yeah.
Was really looking forward to her date until she saw in his profile pic he was holding a blank.
Right, and you said it's furry.
Mm-hmm.
for a little bit of a hint. It's furry. Okay, ROR, what's your answer?
It's gerbil.
Gerbil.
Close.
He's close. All right, gerbil is close, Charlie. All right, ROR, go ahead. He was holding his blank.
Barrett.
OBF.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Yay.
David, you match wits with the nitwits. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Johnny Bell. Tell him what he won.
David, you've won a ticket to People in Cars Getting Comedy on Saturday, June 27th at Apex Entertainment Center in Marlboro. Experience live comedy like you've never seen it before, right from your car. See Kelly McFarlane, Steve Sweeney, Brian Galwacki, and enjoy a great menu. Tickets are available at laughboston.com, but you have your whole carload of tickets.
How about that?
Cool. What do you do if you don't have a car, though?
Uh-oh. Ride a bike.
Find a friend, Dave.
Find a friend.
Oh, I got plenty.
No, I bet you do. Enjoy it. All right, Dave. Hang on. Dave. Yeah, I got it. Dave from Norwell.
Funny guy.
Funny ferret.
Yep.
Funny ferret.
Remember ferrets?
They were huge
in the 80s.
I had one in the 90s.
Oh,
you did? What happened to it?
I rehomed it.
Yeah.
The old rehome.
Rehome a ferret. Good job today, guys.
Huh?
That's it. So even that is a turnoff. We had some good answers today. My favorite had to be his wife. That was cute.
Yes. Yeah.
His mom's hand.
Yep. The snake.
And the snake. Don't forget the snake.
Gerbil is also a funny word.
That's funny. Good stuff. 7:41. It's time to do some laundry up next with LBF. We got it all in this one.
Oh, we do. It's crowded.
It's dirty. It's next. Okay, 7:44. Hey, don't forget, but after Dirty Laundry at 8 o'clock, your first chance at the Million Dollar Playlist. You can unscramble these five songs, give you $1,000. We got close yesterday. Yeah. Someone got three. Okay, LBF, what's in the laundry?
I got it all. I got sports, all. I got sex, and I got housewives.
Wow.
All right?
That's
ready?
It. Yeah.
That's it. What else do you want? It.
Where's the money? Show me the money.
A clown? A monkey?
Not a ferret.
Yeah, a ferret? A gerbil? Jeez, Louise. Okay.
Let's hear it.
I don't know about you, but I am a big fan of the Real Housewives franchise, and Megan King Edmonds was part of the Real Housewives.
If you're
Orange
like my
County.
Wife, Carolyn, they're your friends.
Yeah, they're your friends.
You're real
it's
friends.
Reality TV. It's
it's your friends.
It's our sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I get it.
And Megan King was married to Jim Edmonds, and they were featured on the show. Now, they got a little famous because Jim Edmonds was completely mean and dismissive to his brandy new wife.
Yeah.
And
younger,
and she was
taller.
Just like, yeah, taller. Mm-hmm. He would say things like, you know, under his breath, don't contradict me in front of these people. Just, you could tell it was
like. Didn't like her.
No, he did. It was awful. He was a terrible human being. This was his third marriage, third not a charm. Anyway, fast forward. They had three kids together. While she was delivering her twin boys, he was caught sexting another woman.
You mean during?
During, like between breaths, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
Sexed. Yeah.
Wow.
Sexed. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good.
Anywho, don't trust him. I'm going to go eat ice chips. No, you know he's not. So, if that wasn't bad enough, he apparently had a threesome with Megan and another woman for his birthday because Megan was like, hey, what do you want for your birthday? And he was like,
I don't know.
And then she's like, what do you think? Maybe a threesome. And he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. It really wasn't because they broke up shortly thereafter.
I'm shocked.
I mean, she has three kids after. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
So they broke up and it's been pretty contentious. But Jim's okay. Jim's okay because he put on his Instagram, he's happy now.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Because he found someone. He found this woman.
Who's
along
the
came
woman?
Courtney with an IE, O'Connor, this beautiful woman by chance who lit up my world and brought me back to life. Well, here's a fun fact.
Mm.
She was partner number three.
Oh, she was.
Mm-hmm, in the threesome.
Menage. A
goodbye.
Menage
a au revoir.
Au revoir.
Yeah.
Well, what did Megan think was going to happen?
Well, I don't think that you think that it's going to turn in. I mean, well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, I have no idea. Please. I have no idea.
What could go wrong?
What could go
right,
wrong?
What could go wrong?
I mean, it's a but, like, just the fact that he put on his Instagram this. Along came this beautiful woman by chance.
By chance.
By chance. How are you going to explain? So how'd you meet? Like, I mean.
Funny story.
Yeah, funny. Well, that's kind of interesting that you ask. I mean, that is a question you ask.
They met by chance.
By chance. Anyway, that's it. That's really all I got today, because I don't want to talk about the other bad news in the world. I only want to talk about Jim Edmonds.
All right. No, that was
and I just want to
juicy.
Relay this cautionary tale to all you people whose birthdays are around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
No. Practice with me, ladies. No. Do you want to watch?
Nice,
how about a sub?
How about a tool? Nice
you
tool.
You watch? What?
Yeah, I'd take a watch. That'd be great.
I don't know.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, you want to watch?
Yeah,
I see what you did there. That's messed up.
That's good. Watch who. Leave
that's
it alone.
That's what he said. I want to watch. Okay. Have a seat, Jim.
I think another tool would be sufficient here, right?
Well, that you
a wristwatch.
All righty then.
Oh, my God.
Well, how about if we give you a chance at $1 million, you can buy whatever you want. All right. I'm trying to reel it back here.
Yeah, good luck.
Right. $1 million scramble.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Here's how it sits.
Okay.
Yesterday we had the song that the five song scramble that we played was solved.
Okay,
Julie Devereaux had a winner. They knew all five. They won $1,000. They're running for $1 million. So we roll it again. Yesterday, J-Bo had a player who got three. The first three, you got to get them in order. Exact title.
Oh wow!
So
that's pretty
if
good.
You were listening yesterday afternoon with J-Bo, say 4 or 5 o'clock,
you're already ahead of the game.
You would be. All right. So your first chance to crack that. Coming up soon. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Want you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today from Norton. It's Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
We're good. Wow. Good energy?
Yeah.
Ready to play? Tell
I'm
us a little
very
bit.
Ready to play.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Robin.
Sure. I grew up in Winstead, Connecticut. Hey, my hometown. And I am super excited to be here today. I'm an Emerson College grad, and I work at Wentworth Institute of Technology right in Boston.
Wow. Wow.
She's ready.
I went to Emerson for a while, too, then went broke. But it was fun while it lasted.
I'll bet it was. That's why I went broke.
That's why I went broke. All right, you know how this is going to work, Robin. You get
thank
all
you.
10 right, we're going to give you $1,000. Now, listen, as you go along, if you're not sure, say pass. We have time. We'll get back to it, okay?
Okay, sounds
here
great.
Here we go.
What's 10 times 10?
100.
Victoria Beckham was a member of this band.
Spice Girls.
Who sings Big Shot?
Billy Joel.
What TV drama launched the career of George Clooney?
ER.
What Reb retailer started in 1994 as an online bookstore?
Barnes & Noble, or Amazon.
What Dolly Parton song did Whitney Houston cover in The Bodyguard?
Oh, 9 to 5.
Whidbey Island is the largest island in which state?
I'm sorry, which island?
Whidbey.
New Hampshire.
What did John Candy sell in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, pass.
What sport has its name abbreviated to BMX?
Cars. No, I'm sorry, bike. Bike.
Who was originally the voice of Miss Piggy?
Pass. Oh, dang.
You got six right. Right? I'm counting up six, guys. You get that?
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Yeah.
A motocross, she came
did
in
she come
at
in?
The
okay.
end with
all
it.
Right.
Said bike motocross.
Excellent.
All right, here's what you missed, Robin.
Okay, started off great. What Dolly Parton song did Whitney Houston cover in The Bodyguard? I Will Always Love You.
Mm.
Whidbey Island is the largest island in Washington State. John Candy sold shower curtain rings.
Great
planes,
movie.
Trains, and automobiles. Still,
it stands a test of time.
And Frank Oz was the original voice of Miss Piggy.
Oh, God.
But you did great. You were sailing right through.
What other voice did Frank Oz do, Brian?
He did everybody.
He did a whole bunch.
Did he do Yoda?
Yeah.
That's Yoda.
Yeah, he
goes. Yeah, look at that. I think it is.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, 6 out of 10.
Aren't you are.
You knew I was going for that, right, Brian?
I know, right? You did great.
She did great, Robin.
Thank you. It was great fun.
Hey, look, nobody leaves empty-handed. We're going to give you a $50 gift card. Now, you can use it either at 110 Grill, we love, or a place I'm dying to go to.
Via Trattoria.
Yes. Uh-huh. Both restaurants.
I can't pronounce.
That we
can't.
We have a stand-in.
Via Trattoria.
Yes. Both restaurants open for dining on their patios, Robin. Enjoy it. Okay?
And inside.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
inside.
You so
yes.
Much.
Phase two, part two.
All right. Robin, what's the best station to wake up to in the morning?
Oh, WROR 105.7.
I knew she'd
She's
get
a
that.
Bro.
Yes.
Yeah. Emerson.
Jesus,
bro.
Yeah, you should have finished Emerson.
I think she did.
I did.
Oh, no, you did. I said to Bob.
Oh. You see that? You see what she did there, Robin?
Yeah.
All right, Robin.
All right.
Thank you for
Thank
playing.
You
okay.
Bye.
Where's Batman when you need him? All right. Jeez. Anyway.
Batman Robin reference.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
All right, fine.
See,
I didn't finish at Emerson. What could I do? I was broke. Okay, you. Let's, where can people sign up?
Oh, go to WROR.com. You can sign up to play Super Smart in 60 Seconds. And better,
yep.
You can play Super Smart in 60 Seconds pretty soon because the test will be up there with multiple choice.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, what's coming up, LBF? What is cool?
You got $1.25, I got a mansion for you.
Okay, $1.25.
Like $1.25.
I got it.
Just bought me a quarter.
My hip pocket.
All right.
We'll do it. All right, Brian Bell.
Another cool place to go grab a bite to eat, maybe a drink, and maybe catch a home run ball.
How fun would that be? They're going to play the baseball. You got that. Okay, I know there's a lot of controversy about all things Columbus these days.
Mm-hmm.
But the town of Columbus, Ohio, some people have a suggestion to rename it if it gets to that.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
New name. Could be a fun place to visit.
I think I know you'd visit it.
Okay, I think
sure.
I would. Okay, what do you have?
Okay, if you want to live in a mansion, you can buy one for $1.25.
$1.25?
Yeah, for like the price of a candy bar.
I got it.
A big
that,
one.
That seems cheap.
That does seem cheap, doesn't it? It's a starting price when this goes on auction. The Scotland property was built for a family in the 1850s,
mm-hmm.
which means it's old.
Yep.
Then used as a hotel during World War II, and they later as an orphanage. Not really the greatest history.
Yeah.
House to hotel to orphanage.
Probably got some
I bet
weird
you
ghosts.
It shines.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with little kids walking around. Oh,
where,
yeah.
Now, where is it located in Scotland?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Little Scotland.
Lollybrook.
Arbroath or something.
It's like watching Outlander.
Arbroath.
Arbroath.
I think you got Arbroath.
When you watch Outlander, you don't understand every other
word. You don't need to understand anything except the birds and the bees.
That's true.
So, yeah, that goes. It's a fantastic development opportunity, and it's been empty for 17 years.
Yeah, too bad you can't get there now.
We can, just can't come back. Although, do we? Back. Are they letting us in anywhere?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Now we're the ones
know.
That are trying to keep out.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time,
right?
Bob. We knew it.
We flipped the script.
Anywho.
Okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Well, you know, we're all looking for some signs of normal, and different places are coming up with cool ideas. Now, the House of Blues, right down on Lansdowne Street,
mm-hmm.
you know, they've... They aren't going to have any live concerts for a while, but here's what they're going to have starting Friday, the Deck on Lansdowne.
Mm.
It officially opens on Friday. They're using the space on top of the Lansdowne garage. It's a new outdoor bar. They'll have tables. You can seat up to 6 people in your party, and they're going to be serving pizza, Mediterranean fruit cheese platters. The sausage guy will be there dishing out sausages and grilled stuff. They've got some great drinks. They got your White Claw, Harpoon, Ciders, Narragansett, all sorts of good stuff. And with baseball, spring training will probably be at Fenway next week, so you might even be able to catch a stray ball over the wall. from
nice.
There. So check it out. It starts to be open Thursday through Sunday. Opens this Friday night.
WROR? Yeah. Whoops. Sorry. Anyway.
I didn't do it. I didn't touch a thing.
All righty. So all the Columbus hysteria.
Anti-Columbus. Yeah. Not a good dude.
You know what? He might be getting a bad rep.
It's really? Like,
yeah, there's some. A lot of it is being applied to him that might not necessarily be true.
Okay.
That being said, the town of Columbus, Ohio,
yeah?
A few folks there just don't want to be Columbus anymore. So they've recommended a name change to Flavortown.
Oh, yeah.
Flavortown. Is Columbus Flavortown?
It could be. All right. For one, they say it honors Central Ohio's proud heritage as a culinary crossroads.
Really?
And one of the nation's largest test markets for the food industry. That's true. Secondly, here's the big one. Guy Fieri. Right? Guy.
Yeah,
grocery games and all that. He was born in Columbus.
He was? Really?
He was.
Strikes me as somebody who'd be born in Vegas.
Then they ended up in California. Then they went to, I think, Vegas school there, UNLV.
Oh, good school.
So he was born there. So naming the city of him Flavortown would be superior to its current nomenclature.
I like Flavortown.
Who doesn't want to go to Flavortown?
I want to go to Flavortown.
Right? Roll in.
Right now.
It's off the chain.
Yeah,
as
it
he
is.
Says. Right?
What else does he say? What ridiculous things does
out
he
of bounds.
Say? Out of bounds. It's out of bounds.
That is out of bounds. Yeah, then you give a fist bump.
Okay.
You got it?
And I hunker over my sandwich and then hork it down.
You know why you hunk and hork?
Don't get
you know
it
why?
On your shirt.
It doesn't get on your shirt.
Yeah, you got to do the old lean.
He doesn't have a shirt with one stain on
it. Yeah, that's going to be my book. Yeah. Lean in.
Lean in.
How to eat a burger.
In Flavortown. There you have it. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Thunderstorms in 86 today. We could definitely use it. That's okay. It ain't pretty, but it's Wednesday. Who cares?
Right.
Okay. Clouds 65 tonight. 70 now. Say, LBF.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the weekend? Any plans?
No. Nothing.
Nothing. I can change that. We can change that. Yes. Apex in Marlboro is doing a really cool thing. It's people in cars getting comedy.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that fun? So it's comedy shows live.
Like a drive-in comedy show.
People haven't, first of all, that's new, right? You haven't seen a comedy show forever.
I know.
But it is this Saturday night, 8 o'clock at Apex Entertainment Center in Marlboro. They got some great comedians there. Steve Sweeney, Brian Glowicki, right? Or Glowacki? Is that how you say it?
Sure.
And this lady, yes, and this lady right here, Miss Kelly McFarlane, and she's with us on the phone. Good morning.
Yay.
Yay, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, where are you, Kelly?
I'm in my living room.
Oh, okay. Are you on the recliner, the automatic recliner?
You know, the fact that you know that tells me that you like me already and you understand who I am as a person. Of course I am.
Yeah, that was one of your great bits talking about how a recliner wasn't good enough because you didn't want to get your tennis elbow open.
That's
so
right.
You had to get
you need
an automatic.
The power.
Yep.
That's great.
You need the power.
Yeah. Kelly's in town, right? This weekend at Apex,
it's
right?
A drive-up comedy?
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I love how you're all asking leading questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I am.
Good.
So, there's, like a lot of places, we have to find ways to get attention, comedians do.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've decided that we're going to stand in a parking lot and let people sit in their cars and honk and flash their high beams at us while we tell jokes.
All
we're the
right.
equivalent of a possum that you find in your yard, and I'm okay with it. No, we're going to be at Apex out in Marlboro this Saturday night, the 27th, and I think it's going to be super fun. I'm excited about it.
I love the real life, the slice of life stuff that Kelly does about her husband.
Yeah, how's it with quarantine and living with a heavy breather?
Right.
All right. I mean, I can hear him right now, and he's three rooms away.
Wow.
No, he's great. It's a lot to be stuck with another human that you chose for yourself. And I made this decision. I didn't know we'd be locked in a home together all the time. Yeah, I think I've talked about this with Lauren before, but Bob, I'm delightful. And
she said so. Yeah.
And also a bit of a handful. And so I'm sure this hasn't been a picnic for him either. Although we're all just plugging along, right? We're all doing great. We're all trying to be the best we can be, right? I mean, isn't that how you all feel?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I am the best ever.
She's being the best Lauren she can be.
She's being the drunkest Lauren she can be. And no.
It's little. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Bob, you might not know this about Kelly, but she's probably one of the only people I know other than LBF that's afraid of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
She's afraid of everything.
Like kindred spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, what are you afraid of?
Oh, my gosh. How much time do we have?
Well, it's all yours.
Any new fears?
Let's see what my new fears are. Oh, my new fears are super simple.
Okay.
My new fear is when I see a person on the approach without a mask, I think to myself, please don't sneeze, cough, or speak to me because I don't want your droplets. It's droplets.
Droplets.
Right? Fear of droplets.
I didn't even know fear of droplets. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize droplets are on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as a person with OCD, I'm aware that germs are everywhere. But droplet, that's the grossest word I've ever heard in my whole life.
Yeah.
Like droplet, like that's the new thing for me where I'm like, when they mention droplet or show the COVID graphic, that graphic is disgusting.
Yeah.
I picture that is flying from our faces at all times.
Droplet is the new moist.
Well, you know it's a moist droplet.
Yeah, it is a moist droplet.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I think LBF and I will be selling t-shirts after the show. Yeah. Droplet is the new moist.
Yes.
Really is.
And I need the money.
Now, I hate to mention this, but it's LBF had a fun fact a couple of weeks ago that divorce attorneys are busier than ever. They can't handle all the business, but sounds like you guys are doing swimmingly well.
We're fine. You know, if you can make it through quarantine with your partner,
I think you're
all set. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what a test for people,
right? It is. It's
like,
good.
Get this. Ready for a rash to break out on your body? Some people started dating and then got quarantined together.
Oh.
Awesome.
Like, I know of couples who just met, and they were like, we should do this. No, you should not. This is going to end poorly for you. You don't know about all the little things.
So Kelly McFarland, People in Cars Getting Comedy, Saturday, June 27th, this weekend at Apex Entertainment.
Yes.
You know, LBF had I don't know if you heard it, but one of her dirty laundries this morning was a cautionary tale for husband's birthday gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Right, LBF?
Threesomes.
Yeah.
Threesomes. Jim Edmonds and his wife got a threesome on her, on his birthday, and then they divorced, and guess who he's dating?
Number three.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to a restaurant and you order food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the food comes and you have food envy.
Mm.
So you take a little bite off someone's plate.
Right.
When they say it's okay, of course.
Yeah.
What do you get the next time you go to that restaurant?
Right.
You can't wait to have the chicken. You can't wait. You've been thinking about it. You should have had the chicken. Because, my goodness, does this pork chop talk a lot. And now...
That's great. That is funny. I love a food analogy.
What I do, love Bob. It. I can't wait to meet you. You're going to love me. I'm so
no,
cute.
I do.
You're talking right to his stomach.
Oh, it's just the way.
Now it
way
makes
to
sense.
His heart. Yeah.
Before it didn't make sense. Yeah. Now I get it. Right. Oh, my God. The chicken. Have you tried the chicken? Yeah. Hey, Kelly. Thank you, Kelly McFarland. And I know you're online.
Thank you.
Can find you there, too, right?
Yeah, KellyMacFarland.com.
That's it. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, everyone. I'll hopefully see you all soon.
She's good. Try the chicken. Try the
She's
chicken.
She's awesome. I love her.
All right, get the phones going. It's going to be great this weekend. It's Saturday night, 8 o'clock at Apex Entertainment Center in Marlboro with, like you said, Steve Sweeney's going to be there. You just heard Kelly. Brian Golacki is going to be there. And a great menu. Tickets available at laughboston.com.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Billy Joel, right there, My Life. He was the answer to one of your questions today in Super Smart.
Yes, he was.
Right?
But you can find that out on WROR.com and take the quiz.
You can. All right, so we'll do a little replay, 60-second replay coming up in a few minutes. See how super smart you are. But right now, if you are smart, you will check out our featured restaurant of the day. We've been doing this for a few weeks now. Mm-hmm. And let's do it today. Let's go to Pembroke, LBF.
Let's go right now to the Alumni Sports Cafe, where from the starting lineup to the home run, mm-hmm. everything's great.
Talk to me slowly.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's summer, so you can wear your trikini and get a meatball panini.
That's no. We don't need a trikini.
Whatever. Hard to eat.
And my panini.
Yeah. Chicken parmesan. Paninis are, I feel like a panini is one of those things where you don't think of it initially, but you should go in and order one. Hot buffalo chicken panini.
Everybody loves a panini.
I know. But, right. You know, sometimes you get a little sidetracked by, say, the barbecue burger or the Montreal Blue Burger or the alumni spicy cheeseburger.
Yes.
I'm just looking at their Facebook page, the Alumni Sports Cafe. They've got live music going on the weekends. At their outdoor tropical oasis they've made outside.
That's nice.
That's
sounds like your backyard,
really
Brian.
And they've got some good-looking wings. Hot
thank
wings.
You.
Let me tell you, those
I miss
really
wings.
Good.
I miss wings. I haven't had wings for a while.
Go to Pembroke.
I think I will.
And they have a jumbo lobster roll.
I love the word jumbo in relation to food.
Yeah,
especially lobster roll. I don't
jumbo
like a
anything.
Skimpy lobster roll.
Who does?
They got a jumbo one there. Right? Don't like
I like my lobster rolls like my men.
How's
big
that?
And juicy.
And sloppy. Sloppy?
And with claws.
Yes.
There you go. So we just want, hey, it's free for these restaurants. We want you to know. We're just supporting our local places here with a free plug.
Yeah.
Enjoy the Alumni Sports Cafe.
No, they wouldn't pay for this.
No way. This is free, and you can tell.
If it's free, would you let us talk about you?
Yeah, okay, good.
Very good. Coming up on 9 o'clock. Just shot a hole in our whole professional thing, Brian.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.